Today is Saturday, August 29th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thied. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office was kept busy yesterday. During the morning hours, the Iowa County Communications Center received a request to assist law enforcement in the 1900 block of East Nebraska Street in the town of Pulaski. Subsequent to the investigation, Wesley M. Friedrich, 38, of Muscadet, was arrested for possession with intent, amphetamines, maintaining a drug trafficking place, possession of narcotic drugs, possession with intent to deliver non-narcotics, possession with intent, THC, and possessing drug paraphernalia. Friedrich was transported to the Iowa County Jail and booked on the charges. During the afternoon, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a meter on fire that is on a structure. The Barneveld Fire Department and Barneveld EMS responded to the scene. No injuries were reported. And then in the evening, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a theft at Walmart in Dodgeville. The Iowa County Sheriff's Deputies and Dodgeville Police Department responded to the call. Subsequent to the investigation, Troy W. Clark, 53 of McFarland, was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia, bail jumping misdemeanor, bail jumping felony. It was also determined that Jeffrey R. Homan, 37 of Granton, had 10 out-of-county warrants. The individuals was additionally arrested on local charges of resisting or obstructing an officer. 4 counts of misdemeanor bail jumping, 18 counts of felony bail jumping, operating while revoked, and IID tampering, failure to install, violation of court order. Both Clark and Homan were transported to the Iowa County Jail and booked on the charges. In a show of support for local agriculture, USDA Rural Development Undersecretary Glenn Smith recently traveled to Viroqua, joined by U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden and State Director Andrew C. Iverson. The delegation visited the American Hazelnut Company to spotlight the tangible benefits of a $49,907 value-added producer grant. This federal investment serves as a cornerstone for the company's effort to scale operations and bring specialized hazelnut products to a broader market. During the visit, Undersecretary Smith emphasized the administration's commitment to ensuring that rural communities possess the necessary infrastructure and capital to thrive. He noted that the partnership with the American Hazelnut Company is a prime example of putting regional growers first, providing them with the resources to expand their businesses. The grant has already been instrumental in funding essential working capital, including marketing initiatives, supply procurement, and utilization of commercial kitchen space. The impact of this funding extends directly to 38 farmer owners who comprise the American Hazelnut Company. By processing over 3,000 pounds of hazelnuts into products like the Midwest Munch Snack Mix, the project is not only diversifying the local agricultural portfolio, but also strengthening the workforce. State Director Iverson highlighted these grants are vital for helping producers develop innovative, nutritious products that connect Wisconsin farm fields directly to consumers on Main Street. The annual Autumn Fest celebration continues today and tomorrow in Blue River. Village-wide garage sales are being held both days. Also, men's fast pitch tournament continues all weekend. Today, the third annual Chase On Backyard Rib competition runs until 6. Also today, there will also be a beanbag tournament at 1, a blacktop tractor pull at 2, and a scavenger hunt for all ages at 5. And High Mileage will start performing at 8. Tomorrow will feature Monty Burger Cowboy Church at 9. A chicken barbecue will be held at 11 until gone. And the afternoon will feature the Autumn Fest Parade. Lineup for the parade will be at 1, and the parade gets underway at 2. Grand Marshals for this year's parade will be area veterans, or hometown veterans, I should say. So if any veterans from the area would like to take part in the parade, they can do so. Following the parade, there will be even more events for all to enjoy.
Right after the parade, we have the Sawdust Money Hunt. We have the kitty tractor pull put on by the Riverdale FFA in the park after the sawdust dig. Kids walk right down and do the tractor pull. And then while they're doing that, we set up for the kitty water fights, which would be in the same spot right where the parade was at and the sawdust money hunt was at. And then we have music in the park again on Sunday from 3 to 6. It's the J.R. Brink Duo. They're new this year. The last band we've had for probably 6-7 years retired. So we're on to a different group there.
There will be food and beverages all weekend. Please, no carry-ins. Bring the whole family and enjoy Autumn Fest today and tomorrow in Blue River. All proceeds from the event will go to Blue River Fire and Rescue Squad. The Crawford County Fair continues today and tomorrow at the Crawford County Fairgrounds in Gays Mills. Today will feature Monty Burger and Country Gold at 3:30, and the Demolition Derby will be held at 7. Tomorrow's events include a car show at 10, and the Class of 62 band performs at 1. All weekend, there will be exhibitors, arts and crafts, photography, judging, food, and more. Gate admission is $10 for today and $5 for tomorrow. More information and a full list of events can be found at the fair website, CrawfordCountyWisconsinFair.com, and on their Facebook page. And get ready for a day filled with nostalgia and classic hits as Beetlefest 2026 comes to the backyard of the Spring Green General Store, located at 137 South Albany Street in Spring Green, tomorrow. This much-anticipated community event kicks off at 11 and features Beetle music performed by a talented lineup of local bands, concluding at approximately 5. The festivities will be held outdoors, and there is no charge to attend the event. Menu service begins at 11, and refreshment options will also be available. Please, no carry-ins. To stay comfortable throughout the afternoon, attendees are encouraged to bring their own chairs, sunscreen, and bug spray, though you are kindly asked to leave your pets at home. Commemorate the day by picking up one of the official Beetlefest t-shirts, which are available in a variety of colors and styles, including V-neck and crew neck options. For more information or for specific inquiries, you can reach out to Karen Dittmer Miller at 608-588-7070. And today's winners of $100 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Ronnie Hasberg of Muscadet with ticket number 881 and Mark Cooey of Muscadet with ticket number 2649.